Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen and friends. Actually, you're all friends. This is Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health Products, also known as Dr. Mike. And this is going to be the Dr. Mike conference call. We're going to have it every month. And it will always be the third Wednesday of the month. So just so you can sort of mark your calendars, next month in November, it will be on the 16th. And then in December, it will be on the 21st, which will be right before Christmas. So we'll have a gay old time. So the purpose of this call, and it's going to be, we're going to try and keep it to around 30 minutes because I know everyone's busy and everyone's got lots to do. And the purpose of these, they're going to be designed to provide answers to most commonly asked questions that I receive. And these will all be in the back office, so they'll be archived, and you can always refer to them, and you can send them to prospective customers and clients, and, you know, and listen again to yourself. And what we're going to try and do is, instead of giving you tons and tons of information, we're going to attempt to give you specific ideas to generally help us get closer to what we're trying to deal with and what we're trying to understand. And it's always going to be one subject per month. This particular month, we are going to be talking about how to deal with the medical doctors, the professionals that we go to, including dentists, ophthalmologists, you know, general practitioners, surgeons, you name it. Next month, just so you know and can plan ahead, we are going to have a special show completely about the amazing mica miracle mineral drops that we have added at Purium. We've had them for a couple months now. And I think it's the best thing since sliced bread. So we're going to be talking about that at length because I get lots and lots and lots of questions about mica miracle minerals. But today we're going to be talking about doctors. And just to give you an idea, the kind of questions I get on a regular basis is, the most popular question is, well, I want to take my Purium health products, I want to take my greens, and I want to take my from nature and my master aminos and so on and so forth, and my doctor really doesn't know anything about these, and so, you know, I don't know what I should be doing, because I, you know, obviously I'm going to this doctor because I have this particular case I'm dealing with and I feel comfortable in talking to him about this, but he doesn't seem to know anything about, you know, what I'm talking about, what I'm taking. And this is a very, very common situation. Now, very, very simply put, just so everyone has a point of reference, there are really only two product categories that Purium offers that can even be slightly interfering with any kind of medical treatment or drugs that someone might be choosing to take. One is obviously greens. People who are seeing cardiologists, whether they've had heart attacks or strokes or they have irregular heartbeats or whatever, oftentimes these people are put on blood-thinning medicines like Coumadin, which, of course, is rat poison. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of that, but, you know, sometimes it's necessary in the short term. Now, one thing I will share with you, and I would highly recommend, if anyone's dealing with this as a question and as an issue, there are several very good books out by Stephen Sinatra, and that's Stephen, S-E-P-H-E-N, Sinatra, just like Frank. He is a world-class cardiologist that works and lives in Manchester, Connecticut, just near Hartford, and he is incredibly well-known and very, very skilled. In fact, if anyone's had a heart attack, you'd hope that he would be in the emergency room when you show up, because if anyone can stabilize you, it's good old Stephen Sinatra. And he would be the first to say that these heroic drugs, you know, whatever they may be, Digitalis, and Coumadin and things like this, are helpful in the short term. But nobody should be taking these things on a long-term basis because they're very, very toxic, as all drugs are. Drugs are toxic. And that we'll get into that in just a second. But in any event, if you're on a blood-thinning medicine, it just simply means that they're attempting to get your blood thinner so it doesn't clot as easily. Now, of course, the side effects for Coumadin are, you know, you can bleed to death because that's how it works as a rat poison. It causes the rat to internally hemorrhage because their blood gets so thin. So obviously that's why they normally will monitor your blood weekly or monthly to make sure they have the right level of rat poison in your system so that, you know, you don't have this kind of problem. But anyhow, so that's one of the difficulties. But green vegetables all have vitamin K. Vitamin K is an essential nutrient, but one of the things that it does is it causes clotting and thickening of the blood. So obviously you can see the conflict here. Now, what is necessary to know is vitamin K has a number of functions in the body besides just thickening the blood. So when you eliminate green vegetables from your system, you're treading on thin ice, which is not a good idea. Okay. So even somebody that is on doctor-recommended Coumadin or another type of blood-thinning medicine can usually still get away with taking some greens every day as long as they are having their blood monitored to make sure that it stays in the range that the doctor is saying is safe so that you don't have another occurrence of whatever it was you had an occurrence of. Now, it should be pointed out that garlic and ginger, which have no side effects other than better health, of course, garlic will make you stink a little, but both garlic and ginger will thin your blood quicker and faster than rat poison, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And you say, well, why don't doctors recommend garlic and ginger then? Because if you do garlic and ginger, guess what? You still have to monitor your blood if you're really trying to keep your blood thin, because Coumadin doesn't work any more efficiently than the garlic and the ginger do. But it's a prescription drug, and there's money to be made. There's no money to be made telling people to go to your health food store or your grocery store and buy organic garlic and organic ginger. So I think you can see quickly what the challenge is and, you know, the conflict there. So in any event, that's one issue that normally comes up. The other issue that comes up with drug interference is that people who are on various antidepressive drugs, whether they be the serotonin-inhibiting drugs like Prozac or the whole family of those kind of serotonin-inhibiting drugs, which, you know, I find them very scary. But there are some people who, you know, for one reason or another may be using them for a, you know, temporary basis. But in any event, people that are on those types of drugs, antidepressive drugs, normally have to be careful, like with the cherry juice. But other than that, there is no counterindication that really exists for any other type of medicine. Now, there is one thing I should mention. For people doing things like chemotherapy, you know, for cancer, which, of course, chemotherapy is a very, very toxic substance, you have to be careful in not doing too much green, you know, like chlorella, for example, which is a very strong detoxifier, as well as like the zeolite, because that's going to detoxify you quickly also. So the idea is if someone's willing to put chemotherapy into their body, they probably need to find out how long the active properties stay viable in the bloodstream. And so if the oncologist says, all right, well, it stays active for, you know, 72 hours or whatever, then what you can plan on doing is as soon as that viability period is over, then start really loading up on detoxification things like the zeolite, like chlorella, like lots of greens, because you want to flush out the toxic residue, which is doing nothing for you except making you a lot sicker. And people that actually do this actually can minimize side effects quite a bit. But obviously there's no point in taking something that's going to pull the stuff out if it's still active and if that's the choice you've made in terms of healing or dealing with the symptoms. Okay, so I would say those are the three categories. Other than that, our products are really just food, and you can safely recommend and take them yourself with pretty much any other type of condition, or if you're on any other kind of medicine, whether it be short time or long time. Of course, there are some people who, you know, have gotten themselves in situations where they're on low doses of certain things for particular reasons, and if they don't fall into the categories that we just talked about, then it's not a problem at all. All right, so that's one major question that comes up a lot. Now, the other major point that I really want to stress tonight, because this is going to be the two major points that I think are very important. Number one is this interaction with drugs and things like that. And of course, you know, if it's something specific, feel free to call me or you know, email me or, you know, or look it up yourself in, you know, like the literature that comes with drugs often will give information about interactions. Now, sometimes they don't make sense, so, you know, feel free to ask about that, but sometimes they at least make a certain amount of sense, okay? Now, the second thing that I think is very crucial is how do we actually talk to a doctor and how do we get the most out of our visit? Because we're going to pay money, you know, whether it be paid by the insurance or we're paying it out of our pocket. It's going to cost us money. And we normally, and I would say most cases, you don't have a lot of time with a doctor. If you get 5 to 10 minutes, you're lucky. This is not the naturopathic or holistic approach where they really want to talk to you, look at your tongue, and, you know, do the whole nine yards. It's pretty, you know, it's symptom management. Now, one of the most important things that I can offer you, and I really got a lot of this from my friend Bernie Siegel, who, as many of you know, is a well-known medical doctor. He's got a lot of books out. He wrote Love, Medicine, and Miracles, which I highly recommend anyone who's dealing with cancer should read that book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, before they decide on any treatment program. It's very, very important, because your mindset is more important than almost anything you do. And that book will really get you on the straight and narrow in terms of helping you identify what you really want. Okay, and I think that's crucial. But on that subject, it's very important that when you go to a doctor, never consider yourself a patient. I cannot stress this enough. You are no longer a patient. You're a customer. And that is very, very important. Now, why is it important? I think it becomes obvious when we really think about it at all. You know, if your car starts missing and you take it into the garage and you ask the mechanic, you know, it seems to be knocking a little bit, it's sputtering a little bit, what do you think it could be? And the mechanic says to you, well, I'll tell you what, I think we need to overhaul your motor. We'll take it out and take it apart and, you know, see if we can figure it out. Now, I think when the mechanic says that to you and you realize that your car is just simply sputtering, you probably have already figured out that, well, maybe my timing belt is off, maybe my spark plugs are dirty or worn out, maybe I've got water in the gas. I mean, you know, there's a number of possibilities. But none of the possibilities that you can think of would lend themselves to wanting to have the motor taken out and overhauled at that moment. So what you would probably do is you'd say, well, thank you, I'll get back to you. And you go to another garage and you talk to another person. Now, you're doing that as a customer. You are in charge. You're empowered. Okay, you're not going to just simply let someone take over and do something when it doesn't make any sense. So this is the same reason why when you walk into a doctor's office or you call a doctor's office, you are a customer. You're not a patient. That immediately empowers you to realize that you are in charge. You're the one making these decisions, not the doctor. You know, when I was a child, as I'm sure many of you can remember the same thing, you know, we had a family doctor named Dr. Van Brown, and he used to do house calls. And we had a family dentist, I think his name was Jerome Stocks. I know Stocks, I can't remember his first name. But we went to these guys for quite a few years, certainly the years I was growing up. Later we had relatives that became dentists and things like that, so we started going to them. But, you know, I remember that Van Brown was thought of, and he was a very, very nice man, but he was sort of thought of as, you know, the next thing to God. Could do no wrong, knew just about everything there was to know, and if he was going to give you a shot, you knew it was necessary. You didn't like it, but that was okay. And so things have changed. We no longer consider medical doctors as being close to God. They are people that have been trained. And there are good doctors, and there are mediocre doctors, and there are bad doctors, just like there are good mechanics, mediocre mechanics, and bad mechanics. And by keeping yourself very keenly aware of the fact that you are the customer, it makes it much easier to determine who you're talking to. Are you talking to someone who really knows what they're doing, number one? Number two, has your best interest in mind, you know, not just simply trying to sell you a service or a product, you know, or is this just somebody that, is using words that you don't understand? And that's the next point that is very, very important. If you ever take a drug or if you're ever talking to a doctor and you see a word that you don't understand, you can't pronounce, or if the doctor starts talking to you in language and words that do not seem familiar to you, it is your highest interest to stop them and to say, excuse me, but I do not know what you're talking about. And make them talk in plain, clear English so that you can make a valid decision. Now, some other things that I think people need to know. You know, for many, many years, men would have their blood tested, especially if they get over the age of 40, and if the PSA starts getting higher, they want to have a biopsy done to see if you have cancer. Okay. All right, research now points out that prostate cancer and PSA have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Nothing. Just like so-called bad cholesterol, and this will be a whole other call, but the bad cholesterol and heart disease and heart health have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Okay, so keep in mind that the more of this kind of information you are aware of, and it's not easy because, I mean, We're on an overload in terms of information, and that's what I'm trying to do is keep things simple here so that give you some clear facts that you can just use for your information. So when someone starts telling you that their PSA is elevated and they're really concerned, you know, you can at least say, well, you might want to go online and read about what PSA means now, because there are lots of websites that clearly talk about the fact that PSA and cancer are not related, just like LDL and heart attacks are not related. So this is the kind of thing that by being proactive, we stay a lot healthier and a lot more aware of what's going on. Okay, it's crucial. Nothing is more important than maintaining your position of being in charge. Now, that's including, you know, taking a drug If someone says to you, you need a drug, sometimes they're necessary. You know, my wife, Nora, right before Easter, you know, she had a ruptured appendix. Now, she'd been, as it turns out, she'd been dealing with an appendix that was causing her problems probably for 30 years, a little bit more than that. Because when she was like a teenager, she was taken to the hospital because she's having an appendicitis, and they did some tests, and they said, no, it's fine. They sent her home. And so she's had on and off problems with her appendix. But, you know, she just figured, oh, well, this is just another false alarm. Well, anyway, it got to the point where it had ruptured. And so it was appropriate for a short term that she be taking, you know, fairly wide-spectrum antibiotics because of the potential infection that, obviously, that stuff had ruptured inside of her, you know, her body, and that's not good. So, you know, there are cases where you need to do drugs, but the point is that when you do a drug, understand what it is you're taking and ask to read all of the side effects. And don't allow something in your body until you have satisfied yourself that the pros outweigh the cons. That's crucial. See, another example I can give you is one of the things that they normally do in the hospital is they give people saline solutions. Now, this is just junky salt water. And so with Aura, what happened was is she got a lot of swelling from it, edema, because, you know, it's not good salt, and it caused edema. So when she got home, she started loading up on green drinks, and, of course, she was able to get the sodium potassium back in balance, and all the swelling went down almost immediately. So in the future, you know, and she's already told several people, that, you know, if you're going to have surgery, you know, make sure you're hydrated, but don't necessarily go for saline solutions unless, you know, it's really necessary, and make sure you do keep your electrolytes balanced, because all you end up with is a lot of swelling. I mean, her legs look like, you know, tree trunks for a couple of days. And so that's another type of issue that is important to understand. So, you know, in recap, what I'd like to stress is, number one, always consider yourself a customer when you go and see a doctor, when you call a doctor, when you go to a dentist, even when you go to a chiropractor, doesn't matter. Any type of health professional, think of yourself as a customer, not a patient, so that you remain empowered. Number two, always realize that medical personnel, whether they be doctors or dentists or chiropractors, and chiropractors are a little better sometimes, but not much, that these people have had very little training in nutrition and food. They've been indoctrinated into the drug mentality. And so you just have to take that as a given. It's not that is good or bad, it just is. And so by understanding that, don't expect that you're going to get good information from a medical doctor about nutrition. Many people are told by doctors when they say, well, I'm taking, you know, I take this thing called a power shake, and it's got spirulina and like a barley grain and carrot powder and some juice extracts. And a lot of times doctor will just say, well, I don't think you should be taking that. Now, they don't even know what it is, but because they don't know, they're going to side on the side of caution that, well, just don't do that kind of thing. Okay, you know, since I don't know what it is, you better not. Now, in most cases, it's not a problem at all. In fact, it would be very good for the person to continue taking that, especially if they find themselves stuck in a hospital for a few days because of a broken bone or whatever. Okay, but this is why you really have to be very alert and not have expectations about the wrong things, because these guys are not trained to know about food. In fact, most doctors don't eat that well, and most doctors die at a young age, usually from heart attacks. They're overworked and so on and so forth. So you really have to be proactive and stay very alert. And of course, if you're out of it, if you've been in an accident or something, you need someone else who can help protect you, so that you're not just simply exposed to unnecessary treatments or drugs, because it's just standard process, standard procedure. So, if you're not in a position where you're conscious enough, then make sure you have somebody who's an advocate. And one thing I will stress is that the medical profession is very good with one particular type of problem, and that's accidents. Whether you have a broken bone or you get burned, or heaven forbid, you get shot or stabbed by a knife or something, modern American triage, as it's called, emergency medical care. You probably remember good old 4077 MASH. That's what they did. Okay. That emergency medical care is excellent. And these people do know how to put people back together and keep people alive while the body does its own healing and repair work. But still, you need to be proactive with these kind of people, because these people often do not know anything about, nutrition or health. I once, a number of years ago, was on a flight, and I was sitting next to a man, and it turns out that this guy was a heart surgeon, and all he does is heart transplants, and he can work any hour of the day or night, because when a heart is available, he's got to get there, and he's good. I can't remember his name. But we were talking about, health and diet and things like that, and he actually came right out and admitted to me that he doesn't know anything about really proper eating, and he probably should learn something about it, because he was getting up there. He's like in his upper 40s at that point, and realized that it probably is more important than he'd given it attention to. But here is a man that was highly skilled at a particular trade, meaning taking hearts out of, that had been salvaged out of people that passed away, and was able to then put them into a recipient that's been waiting for a heart. And so you can see this guy flies all over the place and sometimes he's operating at 2 in the morning. And so he's got a very stressful life, but he likes it. He enjoys it quite a lot, and he gets well paid for it, and it's exciting to him. But he knows nothing about nutrition. Nothing about health. And he's starting to realize that he better learn. So this is just a clear indication of what's going on. So once again, keep yourself fully awake and ready and active in any treatment plan that you're going through, whether it be taking a drug or having a test done or having some type of treatment done. And if you're not in a position because of either pain or what have you, then make sure you have an advocate who is on the same wavelength that you are on and is going to stand up and make sure that you get what you would like to have. It's really important, because otherwise it just doesn't happen. So I hope that this has been helpful. I tried to cover main points that were that have been asked over and over and over again. And there are other months we will go over some other topics that were related to this. But this should be a good start and help us at least have a firm idea of which way to go. So once again, I want to remind everybody that next month, and we're going to have a special guest also, it'll be on November 16th, same time, 6 o'clock West Coast, 9 o'clock East Coast time. And it's going to be on the Micah Miracles, because I get tons of questions about Micah Miracles, and it is a phenomenal product. We've been using it for about 4 years, and we love it. I think it's just amazing what this product can do. Sort of goes with water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Water is crucial, and we have to stay hydrated, but we better stay hydrated with pure, clean water, not what's coming out of the tap. So this will be discussed quite a bit in November. And like I promised, it's been about half an hour, a few minutes past, and so I don't want to overstay my visit. And so I wish you all a very wonderful rest of the evening and a wonderful month. I look forward to seeing you and being with you again November 16th. And as always, you can call me at 800-962-5433. That's 800-962-5433. Or you can email me at askphpdoc, that's askphpdoc@gmail.com. So take good care, be well, be happy, and God bless, and bye for now.